Celebrity worship is nothing new. Anyone remember the 1980s TV hit Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Sure, it all looks wonderful and glamorous, but what is being a star really like? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books that remind us it isn't all champagne dreams and caviar wishes. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Impersonation by Heidi Pitlar is the story of a single mom who supports herself ghostwriting for celebrity clients. Allie is a single mom by choice, and she's raising her son Cass almost completely alone except for occasional help from her wandering hippie boyfriend and a nearly senile neighbor. Her most recent ghostwriting job was the memoir of a high-profile tech bro, and she was supposed to get so much money from it that she had planned a trip to Disney World. But then the book got canceled due to an avalanche of sexual harassment allegations against the client. Now her cupboard is bare and the rent is overdue. Thankfully, she's hired to write a book for a powerhouse politico named Lana, a fierce advocate for women's rights who's on her way to elected office. The problem is the book is supposed to be a warm, fuzzy memoir of motherhood, and Lana has been far too busy with her career to do any hands-on parenting at all. She has a staff for that. The heartwarming stories her agent, publisher, and political team are looking for simply don't exist. What's Allie supposed to do? Substitute her own experiences? Pitlar's third novel is set during the lead-up to and the aftermath of the 2016 election. You remember that? She dryly and sometimes poignantly channels the zeitgeist through nuanced characters, settings, and just-right details. I found this book fresh, intelligent, and charming, and since my friend Jessica Anya Blau has done a bunch of ghostwriting, I could tell that Heidi Pitlar definitely knows what she's talking about. Our other book today is a memoir by a gossip columnist named Ben Widdicombe, whom I never heard of before I read this book, Gatecrasher. I don't really give a hoot about gossip or celebrities, but this was so fun and distracting to read when I was lying around after double knee replacement surgery. Widdicombe takes us from Mar-a-Lago to Chateau Marmont, up and down the streets of New York. The only writer ever to work for both TMZ and the New York Times, he serves up decades of celebrity gossip, plus a political analysis that traces the Trump election to Paris Hilton. Yes. I'm serious. You have to read it to see just how much sense it makes. In 1998, Australian-born Widdicombe first arrived in Manhattan. By day, he sold hot dogs on the street. By night, sneaked into celebrity parties where he learned the three golden rules of gatecrashing. Dress the part, act like you belong, and always be ready to sail with the tide. He started writing about the fashion industry, but as the personable fellow made friends with the rich and famous, his beat expanded. Soon he was writing the iconic Page Six gossip column for the New York Post, and from there it was Showbiz Tonight and TMZ. He's very self-deprecating and funny. I particularly enjoyed his assessment of his awkward romantic interlude with Ryan Murphy. Quote, frankly, I'm surprised he's still gay after the experience.
The books are Impersonation by Heidi Pitlar and Gatecrasher by Ben Widdicombe. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.